Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad our good friend Stephen Little is here. Stephen S. Little is the author of The 7 Irrefutable Rules of Small Business Growth, one of the classics on growing your small business. His new book is called Duck and Recover, The Embattled Business Owner's Guide to Survival and Growth. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for 7 years. How about that, folks? Stephen Little, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Good to have you back, Steve.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, listen, one of the things that I've been talking a lot about over the last several years is a practical approach to marketing online, to using technology to reach out and touch customers. I've avoided the hype of social media. I've avoided the mania of social media. I've tried to help people, understand the practicality of it, the basics of it, and to the point where, you know, I've said many times that I don't even like the term social media. I prefer to think of it as what I think it really is for businesses, and that is building online customer communities. What do you think?
Completely agree that first of all, like you, I'm out there talking to people every day about what some people would call, you know, online presence and being somehow engaged in all things internet, and you know, we've had this tool for about 15 years, Jim, and right. I'm just always surprised by the number of small business owners I meet who aren't even doing the basics. So maybe we'll talk about social media in a minute. I'll start with 50% of small businesses in America still don't have a website.
How preposterous is that?
It's so inexpensive.
When they ought to be working on their mobile site right now. They don't even have a regular site.
Exactly. Once you've got a site, you got to have it optimized for mobile.
Yeah.
Maybe you know this, maybe you don't. I ran across a statistic the other day I really liked, which said that 74% of Americans now search for local businesses. So it used to be you'd search for maybe, you know, things you want to buy online.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. But nowadays, on your cell phone or on your mobile, right, your smartphone, people are looking you up, and they want to know where you are physically and what the special day is, and you've got to be optimized for
that. That's how people are looking. That's exactly right. Those people who have phones with that capability. Now, there still are quite a few folks who don't have smartphones, but they're less and less. That group is less and less.
Let's put it this way: it's the majority of adults in America now
exactly.
have a smartphone.
Exactly.
So, and that's an important number. Now, there may be some business to business people listening to us right now that say, "Well, that doesn't, you know, that nobody's looking me up and coming to me." What I say is, you don't know that. it just doesn't cost that much to find out. So,
yeah.
You know, again, these things are low cost.
We're local search. Local search is one of the best things that ever happened to a small business,
it's virtually.
Costs nothing to optimize yourself for local.
That's exactly right. And Google's algorithms have become so much better at doing it. So if you are consistent
right.
with your listings, with how you present yourself to Google and to other types of listing services, it's going to work. You are going to pop to the top, not only of search results, but of the listing results. And so
right.
there's no doubt that you've got to just do the basics.
If you're going to be optimized for local, you got to make sure that you put that geographical reference into your long tail.
Exactly. You're saying it exactly the right way that, you know, if you're Johnson & Sons Mufflers, but you don't put Troy, Michigan somehow in there,
right.
or it's going to be hard to find you. And,
mm-hmm.
and so... Yeah, there's a lot of people that do mufflers with the same name, but if you can get it down to the geography too, then yes, then that's the secret. And so these are not, you know, I said before we got started, Jim, that I'm not telling people how to do backflips and how to spend lots of money. I'm talking about, you know, the very, very basics of blocking and tackling that are going to help them grow their businesses that don't cost a lot of money.
And you think the first thing is to have, of course, you need a website, but then to be optimized for for the local search. There is one other thing. While you're getting your website done, as you know, Stephen, there are other platforms out there that will help you get have a presence online for your business. Organizations like Manta.com, people like that.
Sure,
you can go to those sites, fill in the information, and people, when people search for you local, they'll still find you through that platform.
That's it, exactly. So, you know, again, these are the basics, the blocking and tackling that will make it so much easier, and they'll make the tool work for you. And so, mm-hmm. yeah, so the first step is to get a website and to then get it right with search engine optimization, with listing services, and with mobile optimization. Those are the keys right now.
Right.
And then, you know, then when you're talking about the social media, and I'm like you, I don't group it all together. Facebook and LinkedIn have absolutely nothing to do with one another, other
right.
than they're both online.
Exactly.
Right? And so, but people call it social media. And if Facebook is, I think most of your listeners know what it is. 40% of U.S. Citizens have an account. It's big, and there are some, I think, consumer applications there, and maybe some business to business. Whereas LinkedIn is all about business.
It's professional primarily, isn't it?
Yeah, professional, exactly. And 120 million professionals, representing about 2 million businesses. So, you know, LinkedIn is a business tool. Facebook is a great way to, as you said, have some customer communication and some face building.
So you're saying if your model is business to business, LinkedIn is your should be your focus, and if your business to consumer,
you should be
focusing more on Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely,
and Twitter probably too.
Yeah, if you're an engineer and you're an accountant and you're an attorney, and LinkedIn is the first place to go. And if with Facebook, if you own an ice cream shop and you want to build people a rapport right. through that, then that's right. probably the way to go.
And you need to differentiate between your personal site and your and what we used to call a fan page. I think they call it something else now, but the business site.
Yes, you do. And then, of course, when you have Twitter, that is where you can, if you want to still have a personal account and a business account, you can do it. There's right. 140 million plus users of Twitter. I use it, and it seems to be a good tool for me, but it's not for everyone.
Right.
I'm like you. I don't overhype these tools, but I've seen it used successfully. I know a local manufacturer here that makes, they're called Freakers, and you put them on your, they're like what you and I used to call koozies.
Something
made out of sweater material. They take old sweater material, and they've gotten this thing up to a pretty good business.
Hey, whatever it takes to keep your Mountain Dew cool, right?
Cold.
whatever it takes to keep your Mountain Dew or other beverage cool, whatever it takes. Stephen Little, folks, he's our guest. He and I will be right back. Don't forget, his new book is called Duck and Recover. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.